Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, as well as what we can look for in our dark island skies, turning to the considerable expertise of Christopher Phillips, welcoming him back now. Hey, Christopher, how you doing? What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, all visible during dawn in our early morning island skies. Moon this week will be approaching its full phase by week's end, so expect stargazing for those faint objects to be a little tricky.
And this week we have an update on a story that we've followed for some time, and this is about the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope.
Yes, it's that time at last. It feels like we've been waiting years for this, and indeed we have. Last week, the James Webb Space Telescope, or JWST as it's more commonly known, reached an important milestone in its final journey to the launch pad. The JWST has been undergoing a series of extreme temperature tests designed to test the spacecraft's ability to survive the cold and inhospitable environment of deep space. The spacecraft was sealed in a specially designed chamber at NASA that is able to mimic the extreme cold to which the JWST and its sensitive instruments will be exposed.
And how cold is that?
Well, inside this chamber, JWST was subject to temperatures of around minus 250 degrees Celsius. That's pretty cold by mine and your standards. Definitely not shorts and t-shirt weather.
And this thing is going to be, that temperature is different than if it was in a close Earth orbit?
If it was in a closer orbit to the Earth, then yes, indeed, things would be a little warmer.
But it would still be real nippy up there. And so where do they put that thing? Does it sit in one stationary spot?
It's going to sit in one spot, but this spot is about 1 million miles away from the Earth. It's in a special place where the gravitational forces of the Earth, Moon, and Sun cancel out. We call it a Lagrange point. This is a great place to do astronomy, but also makes repair difficult because it's a million miles away. So everything has to work perfectly.
And a million miles away, is that four times the distance of the moon?
So it's going to be around four or five.
And so when's the big blast off?
It is set to blast off this October, so not long to go.
All right. And maybe we'll get another update or two in before then as they fine-tune the mission. It's Christopher Phillips, and thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for more Stargazer.